Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Paul Ceromeno, Ceromenho. Paul Ceromeno was seen at JFK emergency room on 9/1/21. Period. He underwent x-rays of the right fifth finger that showed comminuted displaced fracture through the right fifth distal phalanx. Period. He was updated on his tetanus status and placed in a splint. Period. It was recommended he be transferred to Jersey Shore Hospital emergency room to see a hand surgeon. Period. New paragraph on 9/9/21. He was seen by Dr. Coyle, C-O-Y-L-E. Period. Mr. Ceromeno reported he was injured at work on 9/1/21. While working on shipping containers. Pretty had been to the emergency room where x-rays were done. Pretty had sutures and was splinted. Pretty was on a course of antibiotics which he completed. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with scratch that and underwent several x-rays. Dr. Coyle, C-O-Y-L-E, diagnosed him with displaced fracture of the distal phalanx of the right little finger. Pretty recommended closed reduction and percutaneous pinning of fracture. Period. On 9/24/21, Dr. Coyle performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He had occupational therapy post-operatively through 3/25/22. Period. As of 3/28/22, Dr. Coyle wrote swelling had improved. Period. There was still limitation in composite grip, secondary to DIP stiffness, but the patient is able to make a fist. Period. There was intact sensation to the small finger pulp and no signs of infection. Period. He was cleared to return to work without restriction on 4/1/22. Period. New paragraph. A need for treatment. Evaluation was done on 1/17/22 by Dr. Schall, S-E-H-O-L-L. Period. He noted the claimant's course of treatment to date. Period. Upon exam, he had full strength in the upper extremities except for left grip secondary to his fifth digit weakness. Period. Sensation was intact, a light touch and pinprick with no exceptions. Period. The most recent occupational therapy update from 12/21/21 revealed a right grip strength of 40 pounds and a left grip strength of approximately 116 pounds. Period. He believed he had done that more recently and his left grip strength is up to 50 pounds. Period. Parentheses. This must mean right grip strength. Dr. Shaw recommended continuation of occupational therapy until he had plateaued. Period. The goal would be to get his right grip to about 75% of his left grip before releasing him to full duty without restrictions. But this would put him at around 85 to 90 pounds on the affected side. Pretty is around 50 pounds on that side now. But now that the nail bed has fallen off, he will have improved range of motion and improved strength as the weeks move forward. Pretty anticipated 2 to 3 months of further occupational therapy with the diligent home exercise program would have him reach maximum medical improvement and be cleared for return to work without restrictions. Prepared next section, findings and conclusions on 9-1-21. Paul Sormano injured his right pinky finger while at work. Prepared he was seen at the emergency room the same day where he was found to have a laceration and fracture. Prepared his laceration was closed with sutures and he was placed in a splint and on antibiotics. Prepared he also came under the care of Dr. Coyle on 9-9-21. Period, surgery was done on 9-24-21 to be inserted. Period. He followed up postoperatively in conjunction with occupational therapy. Period, as of 3-28-22, Dr. Coyle released him from care. Period, Dr. Shaw recommended additional occupational therapy on 1-17-22. Period, he noted the latest grip strength testing done at occupational therapy and performed his own clinical exam. New paragraph, this case will be rated for the diagnosis of a fracture of the right pinky finger. Status post, open reduction, internal and external fixation. Period. And intraoperatively, Dr. Coyle wrote, the patient's fracture was significantly malangulated, which would preclude a significant grip as well as demonstrating a significantly incongruent joint. Period. That is why they pursued this surgical procedure. Period. And that's the end.